decisions. It's enough to drive an artistic director to drink, or maybe one of his ballerinas to the brink. That's the Stu Thomas, played by Vincent Cassel, is steeped in, making sure he gets it right, choosing the best ballerina to dance the lead in his fresh New York City production of Swan Lake. Since Thomas is forced into retirement, his longtime little princess of a ballerina, Beth, played by Winona Ryder, the choice gets down to either Nina, played by Natalie Portman, or Lily, played by Mila Kunis. Both young women are more lithe and svelte than Beth, and ever so much more eager to dance the demanding role of Odette. The one chosen thus will ascend to that coveted pinnacle of the dance world from which Beth has just been dethroned by Thomas, which is, by the way, pronounced Thomas. Director Darren Aronofsky serves up a gulp-filled glimpse behind the highbrow scene of the performing arts with Black Swan, using a Mark Heyman Andres Hines screenplay that wings itself in and out of the Swan Lake story and ballet to which symphonist Peter Ilyich Tchaikovsky set some of his most powerful and memorable music. The chaste-like Nina gets Thomas' nod for the role of Odette, but he's not satisfied with Nina's feel for doing the sensual Black Swan part, required by the ballet, in counterpoint to also performing the White Swan's dancing. The worldly Lily brings to the competition the Black Swan sensuality Thomas really wants for the mounting of his terpsichore, while the film dangles a chilling doppelganger in the pairing of the competitive Nina and Lily that's reminiscent of scripting strategies Ron Howard used in A Beautiful Mind. As Thomas selects Nina, he tells her she must lose herself dancing the Black Swan, that although her technique is nigh to perfection, perfection is also letting go. She must shed her innocence for any onstage Black Swan moments. This is difficult for Nina, so Thomas has a suggestion for her. The black and white swans connect with two of Swan Lake's female characters, Odette and Odile, the latter a young woman of mistaken identity whom the ballet's Prince Siegfried tragically chooses as his bride-to-be instead of Odette, his beloved. Yes, again, a man having to choose between two women but making the wrong choice. Or is he? The film is Odette's or Nina's story, though. Her relationship with her former dancer-stage mother, Erica, played by Barbara Hershey, her obsession for perfection and losing herself as Thomas demands, her paranoia that Lily schemes to replace her as Odette, and how much all of this finally comes to cost Nina. Black Swan has sequences that come close to shocking, and in some instances might cause wincing on the part of the unsuspecting moviegoer. Two decades-old movies that came to mind as I watched Swan were Rosemary's Baby and The Exorcist, which I hasten to add about the latter was much more stressful to watch than this new, strictly psychological and sometimes steamily erotic thriller by Aronofsky. Black Swan is rated R for language, sexuality, and drug use. Natalie Portman is sure to be part of this year's Oscar buzz for Best Actress. She does the role so well. And it would be a surprise if Miss Kunis didn't wind up garnering a kudo or two for her smaller but all-important role. Mila certainly doesn't appear here to have been the sassy Jackie in a successful TV series called That 70s Show. Vincent Cassel is also near perfect in Black Swan as the George Balanchine-esque Thomas, and it's great to see Barbara Hershey again. She's just right as the severe yet doting, demanding mother expecting great things from her daughter, for whom she gave up dancing when she became pregnant with Nina. Along with contemporary music, Tchaikovsky's legendary romantic score is used to great but restrained advantage in Black Swan. Moreover, Aronofsky mingles well the classical feel of art with that which is more here and now as well as streetwise, allowing the film to hit the box office with a much broader appeal. If reading about movies is something that appeals to you, the guy with this voice recommends seeking out his many online film reviews at TulsaTVMemories.com or under reviews using the film title in the search engine of the International Movie Database at imdb.com. I'm Gary Chu, down in the Valley.